Welcome to the Midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and I promise some live music for the first half of our hour today. And we certainly will deliver in spades because we'll be entering, in a sense, a cabaret. And I suppose radio being theater of the mind, you can kind of fill in whatever blanks you want. If you like smoke-filled rooms, okay, that's fine, you know, or just that look and feel of the 1930s that you might get from going to a Kurt Vile musical. We have excerpts from four of them that we'll be hearing today, and they are all part of a phenomenon called a Kurt Vile Cabaret, which is going to be performed by the UW Opera in Music Hall Friday, October 27th. That'll be a week from Friday. Sunday the 29th, and then Tuesday the 31st, and we have some of the principals here in our Buck studio today, and welcome back David Ronis, who's a kind of the linchpin for the whole thing here. So a cabaret, but not a cabaret.
Yes. The title, A Kurt Vile Cabaret, is merely a title. It is a fully staged production with costumes and lights and a set. And what really makes it more than just a cabaret is that we've taken 21 solos and ensembles from different Kurt Vile pieces, and out of context, when we juxtapose them, we have found little mini-narratives that trace through one, two, or three, or four songs. Oh. So one of the students is a character that we've kind of created who goes through their storyline for a few songs, and then a few songs later, something else happens to them. So these relationships develop and subsequently dissolve, and we find our way through the material that way.
Kind of Alice's Adventures in Kurt Vile Land.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a delightful concept, and Kurt Vile was a fascinating composer in that he could write in these various styles of the early things, very, very between the wars German stuff, but then by the time he came to this country, he had songs on the hit parade.
Right. He really adapted himself to wherever he was. And in the 20s, when he was doing Threepenny Opera and Mahagoni in Berlin, he was, well, actually in the early 30s, he was kind of on the Nazis' radar as an undesirable very early on. And he knew that, and that's why he left Berlin in 1933, went to Paris for a couple of years, and as that got a little worse, he moved to New York. So he wrote German material and then some French material. And when he got to New York, it was mostly Broadway stuff, although he did write the opera Street Scene, which is truly an opera.
And he would sometimes mix the languages, too. There's one of the, is it Mahagoni that has two songs that are in English, the Alabama
right.
song, and there's another one.
Right.
It's a German musical, but it has two English songs in it.
Exactly. We're actually, the Alabama song is part of our show, but we're doing the version of it that comes from the Mahagoni Songspiel, or the Kleine Mahagoni, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the precursor of the big opera. It's just a six character piece.
So not the version that the Doors did.
On the contrary, yes. Jim Morrison's coming.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned. As I say, it is theater of the mind. You have selected four songs from this diverse collection that has formed your cabaret. The first of the, and I don't know, is it coincidental that the songs you have picked, each one has a different lyricist?
Coincidental.
Yeah, and the first one of all people, Ogden Nash.
Ogden Nash wrote the libretto and the book, the lyrics in the book for One Touch of Venus. And shall I introduce the first piece?
Absolutely, yeah. This will take us to Kurt Vile into the 1940s, 43 to 45 for A Touch of Venus.
From One Touch of Venus, Emily Weaver will be singing I'm a Stranger Here Myself.
Tell me, is love still a popular suggestion or merely an obsolete art? Forgive me for asking this simple diplomatic proposition. How could I possibly refuse when I'm a stranger here myself?
quite a team, wasn't it? Kurt Vile and Ogden Nash, the man who brought you the golden trashery of Ogden Nashery and other big hits. And I guess that show was quite the success. I mean, it ran something like 549 performances in the 40s.
It was.
I'm a Stranger Here Myself, One Touch of Venus. That was Emily Weaver.
And Daniel Fung, Professor Daniel Fung, on the piano, also providing
percussion.
Percussion.
Well, it is a percussion instrument, after all, but not often in that sense. Speaking of percussion, so your ensemble, your instrumentalists for this cabaret, Kurt Vile Cabaret, coming up.
Yeah, we're doing the show with piano, bass, and drums.
Which should work very nicely in that setting for that kind of music. Well, let's see. From Lady in the Dark, and this brings in a combination that you wouldn't think of every day, but I think they too were quite successful. This would be, of course, Kurt Vile providing the music, and the lyrics from Ira Gershwin.
Ira Gershwin. I'm going to introduce our conductor, the orchestra conductor at UW this year, Chad Hutchinson, to introduce this piece, because he knows quite a bit about it.
Yes, thank you. This is a great work. Lady in the Dark was one of Vile's first huge Broadway shows in that sense, and in that way he was looking for something larger, and he came across this, and basically uses Gershwin in a way that sets psychoanalysis. And so we're talking, you know, he brings in the whole Freud aspect, and we have these dream sequences all throughout, and then really large sections of text. And so we have a 30-minute dream sequence that Liza has, and then we go off into text and back to 30 minutes back and forth. And one of these dream sequences is right toward the very end, and it's called My Ship. And this is by far the most famous piece from this great work. And we'd like to share it with you now.
Singing will be Miranda Kettlewell.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold and of jam. My own
My Ship from Lady in the Dark, as sung by Miranda Kettlewell, the lyrics by Ira Gershwin, and the music, all of which we'll hear between now and the quiz question, by Kurt Vile, part of a Kurt Vile Cabaret that's going to take place in Music Hall October 27th, 29th, and 31st from the UW Opera. And we have some of the principals here to fill us in about it. We talked about languages, and when you get into the rise and fall of the city of Mahagoni, which takes us back to 1930, we're talking German.
Absolutely. I'll set this up. Well, since we take it out of context, we can just talk about the piece itself.
Sure.
The piece, Denn wie man sich bettet, essentially translates to, you've made your own bed, now lie in it. And the singer goes further than that and says, I'm smart. I understand the world. I'm going to come out as the top dog, and you are not.
I like it. It's direct, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's nonsense. You know where you stand.
Quite out there. To sing this for us is Courtney Kaiser, Denn wie man sich bettet, from Mahagoni.
It's fun singing German, isn't it? You get to really kind of like, you know, crunch through the words. And there were plenty of them there from the rise and fall of the city of Mahagoni. That was Kurt Vile Bertolt Brecht collaboration. They got along like cat and dog,
mm-hmm.
But somehow managed to create great things, and that was Courtney Kaiser.
Yes.
That particular performance. Now we round it up with a duet.
Yes. This is from Knickerbocker Holiday. It's a beautiful love duet called It Never Was You.
Very popular as a standard,
yes. Yes. Yeah. And we're going to hear Talia Engstrom and Jake Elfner.
I've been hunting through woods. I've been fishing over water for one certain girl.
Between Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson, Knickerbocker Holiday from 1938. That was It Never Was You, duet sung by Talia Engstrom and Jake Elfner.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parting bit of information, David Ronis, how does one get tickets for these? Can you just go to University Opera, UW Opera?
There's a link from our website on the School of Music webpage, but even better, just go to the Wisconsin Union Theater box office or their website.
And there will be three performances of Kurt Weill Cabaret in Music Hall, UW-Madison campus, Friday the 27th of October, Sunday the 29th, and Tuesday the 31st. And pleasure to have you all in and sharing some of this music. It really kind of draws you into its own world, doesn't it?
It does.
Very quickly.
FYI, from here we move on to La Boheme in February at the Wisconsin Union Theater.
No, so whiplash there.
Yeah. So we're doing the whiplash thing this year and then. So get ready for that as well.
Well, that's great. We'll look forward to hearing some more about that as the time approaches.